NASA says Atlantis is ready to go this Friday. A retired Marine admits to hitting a helo with a spotlight. And Prince Harry will be flying Apaches. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, May 10th, 2010. There are some high-profile retirements coming in the next few months at NASA, and their names are Atlantis, Discovery, and Endeavour. Atlantis is set to launch for its final mission, STS-132, this Friday at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time from Kennedy Space Center. Six astronauts will deliver the Russian-built Mini Research Module 1, also known as Rasvet, or Dawn in Russian, to the International Space Station. The flight also will transport critical spare parts and cargo, including six new solar array batteries and Ku-band antenna systems. Three spacewalks are planned. When Atlantis touches back down on Earth after a mission projected to run 12 days, she'll be retired after logging 32 missions. New Orleans U.S. Attorney Jim Letton says a 58-year-old retired Marine has pleaded guilty to intentionally aiming a 3-million-candle-power spotlight into the cockpit of a Louisiana Army National Guard helicopter last year. Charles Clausen had been charged with blinding the Black Hawk crew wearing night goggles for several seconds while they were on approach to Hammond North Shore Regional Air Park in October. Crew members said they circled around and saw Clausen standing next to his trailer home, where he then turned the spotlight on a second time. The approach was reportedly being made at 1,000 feet. Letton, who's a retired Naval Reserve officer, commented, quote, "We will not tolerate abuses of the military, nor will we tolerate interference with the safety and efficiency of transportation in this country," unquote. Clausen has reportedly admitted in an affidavit that he was trying to discourage the Blackhawks from flying over his home. He'll be sentenced on June 8th. Britain's Prince Harry has requested and received an assignment to fly Apache attack helicopters for the Royal Army, a move experts say is almost certain to send him back to Afghanistan. Royal sources say Lieutenant Harry Wales, as he's known to the military, had originally opted for Lynx helicopters, which are used primarily in surveillance and transportation, but switched to Apaches after having a last-minute change of mind. Harry had expressed an interest in returning to Helmand Province in Afghanistan, where he served as a forward air controller for 10 weeks in 2008. He'll now begin type-specific training for the Apache, even as the Times of London reports the battle assignment may present constitutional issues. Up next on ANN, Garmin's aviation business is recovering. eBay's closes amid an air of optimism. And Embraer gets a European type certificate for the Phenom 300. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for May 10th. I'm Paul Plack. It's nice to be seeing more signs of a recovering aviation industry. Garmin's first quarter report shows revenue increases in its aviation segment of 12%, or $66 million, and year-over-year growth in both aviation and marine segments of its business. Pro forma earnings per share grew 52% in the quarter. Breaking it down further, the aviation segment growth was based in large part on the retrofit market. Garmin says it continues to invest to achieve its strategic initiatives of expanding presence and long-term growth opportunities in the business jet, helicopter, and experimental aircraft markets. The 10th Annual European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, better known as EBACE, wrapped up its third and final day Thursday, with an official count of 11,174 attendees through the turnstiles, and what's reported is a general air of optimism that global aviation's economic outlook is on the upswing. Organizers say halls 6 and 7 of Geneva PAL Expo and the static display of aircraft were sold out, with 436 exhibitors and 65 aircraft at Geneva International. Next year's EBACE will return to the Geneva PAL Expo May 17th through the 19th. EBAA and NBAA say they've secured dates for EBACE through 2015. Closing day at eBase saw a ceremony in which Embraer received the European Type Certificate for the Phenom 300. The actual approval had happened on April 29th. Luis Carlos Alfonso, Embraer's Executive VP for Executive Jets, remarked, quote, "Following certification by Brazil's ANAC and the U.S.'s FAA last December, EASA has also certified the Phenom 300 with no restrictions. The light jet's singular and innovative features make this aircraft uniquely competitive in the business aviation market," unquote. The Phenom 300 can reach 453 knots true, fly at up to 45,000 feet, and has a range of 1,971 nautical miles. Still ahead, data recording with hardened memory comes to helicopters. Brazil's vendetta against two U.S. pilots continues. And here's what to tell the kids you want for Father's Day. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, May 10th. I'm Paul Plack. Free Flight Systems has introduced a flight data management system which includes a data recorder like MMS, or Memory Management System, and a hardened memory unit, or HMU. The MMS holds up to 128 gigabytes of storage, can be mounted in the radio rack or elsewhere on an aircraft, and lists for about $9,200. The HMUs connect via USB 2.0 ports and are built to withstand petrochemical fires of 1,100 degrees Celsius for an hour, and also withstand shrapnel or small arms fire. MSRPs for those are about $2,900 for the 2-gig size and $5,700 for the 8-gig unit. Free Flight Systems CEO Tim Taylor explains, quote, "The NTSB is requesting better safety systems for helicopters flying under certain operations such as HEMS, and specifically identified the need for crash survivable memory systems. To my knowledge, we are the only cost-effective solution for truly crash survivable memory," unquote. Find out more at freeflightsystems.com under In the News in the left-hand column. Brazilian politicians continue to pander in the latest chapter in the continuing witch hunt involving U.S. pilots Joseph Lepore and Jan Paladino, both residents of New York State. If those names ring a bell, they were flying an Embraer bizjet over the Amazon on September 29, 2006, when controllers assigned them to a collision course with a Gol Airlines 737. In the resulting mid-air collision, all 155 people on the airliner died. The smaller jet was damaged, but landed safely. In Brazil, air traffic control is administered by the Air Force. The investigation of the controller's actions was conducted by the Air Force. No big surprise here, no irregularities were found. The pilots were detained in Brazil for weeks and threatened with manslaughter charges for turning off their transponder, an accusation for which no supporting evidence was presented. Now, in the latest chapter, two Brazilian congressmen have been lobbying the FAA to pull the pilots' certificates. The FAA has responded that there is insufficient evidence to do so. The Associated Press quotes Brazilian Congressman Milton Monte as deeply unhappy and surprised with the negative response, calling the FAA's reply, quote, "an affront to Brazilians and to the victims' families," unquote. He's promised to appeal to the Inter-American Court of Justice. Joel Weiss, the attorney for the pilots, says the FAA acted appropriately in dealing with an utterly partisan demand from Brazil. He contends that Brazilian controllers put two competent flight crews on a collision course. Joseph Lepore still flies for XL Air, the company that was operating that Embraer on that fateful day. Jan Paladino now works for American Airlines. Both have agreed to testify from U.S. soil when the trial eventually takes place in Brazil, but neither plans to return there. And finally, with Mother's Day just past us, it's time to look ahead to Father's Day. When your kids ask you the inevitable question, what do you want? This year, if you're in or near Central Florida, or could be, for Father's Day, tell them what you really want is to be proclaimed the world's greatest dad at Kermit Week's Fantasy of Flight. The man earning that distinction this year wins way more than one of those World's Greatest Dad novelty coffee cups. He'll win a 30-minute ride over Central Florida in the museum's F1 156 Storch. This sweet little vintage liaison bird was designed in 1935, and more than 4,000 were built through the end of World War II. But there are only four left in the world, and, like many of the planes at Fantasy of Flight, this one's been fully restored. With its original German Argus engine, high lift wings, and fixed slots, the Storch can take off in as little as 200 feet, and stall speed is less than 25 miles per hour. And it'll be a cool Father's Day for your kids, too, because the winning dad also gets up to four tickets to Fantasy of Flight. And you'll need something cool to bribe your kids, because, unlike a tie, they can't just plunk down a few bucks and walk out of the store with it. This prize goes to the winner of an essay contest. Find out more at fantasyofflight.com. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves says that to really learn soft field operations, you have to actually do them. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.